Thank you.
Nice. You have much better facial hair going on. I got the Keanu Reeves.
Oh, the splotchy kind of whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
It happens, yeah. This is years and years of being old and gray now at this to point.
How's it going, brother?
Good. How are you, man?
Excellent. Your tweets and your social presence, as silly as this may sound, makes interacting with the world a lot better.
That's good, man. I don't know what I do, but I just I enjoy kind of making an ass out of myself and trying to do some nice stuff on Twitter. So
I feel like people take life too serious.
They do. They really do, man. And it's life is a serious thing and we're all going through a lot, but it's a lot easier to make light of things than focus on all the negative all the time, you know. That's the one thing, especially with COVID and all the crazy shit that's happening, man. Like we need to just kind of like relax a little bit and let go and kind of just be a little bit dumb, you know?
I agree. I was literally just saying that to my wife. I go, I would describe some of my humor as goofy. She goes, and she's European. She's like, don't say goofy. People will never take you serious. And I go, no, maybe the world needs that now. I go, I really believe like time and place and everything happens for a reason. I go, I don't know. Maybe, I think the world needs goofiness now.
Well, yeah, I think that's so. The job that I'm in, I do really well at, and for whatever reason, so my sense of humor, I'm the same at work as I am there, and it's endearing to homeowners, and they like, you know, I mean, I obviously know what I'm talking about also, and I'm good at my job, but they like there's something about that kind of like goofy humor that people like, and I don't know if whatever it is, but people need that, man. I think that, the underlying humor, I mean, like you should have humor. Nothing in life is that serious unless it, you know, I mean, even the horrible shit.
I agree. And again, we're being joined by Ike Valley Flag at IKEVF on Instagram and Twitter. I agree, man. But my father will say, who's been at least 20, 40 years electrician, he will say, it's good. I'm happy to hear that the homeowners like you and like your style and get along with you. But he says, nice guy is not an occupation. So as you continued on, it is true. You do need to know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, when you're dealing with electricity in somebody's house or putting a roof on their house, you know, you need to know what you're saying. But people's nine out of 10 people that I talk to, personality is what sells them. And then our knowledge about the job is what keeps them, you know, like that's what gets the personality gets us in the door. And then the knowledge sells the job, you know.
I'm awful at selling myself, being a salesperson. Like that's like my, I can't, I'm the opposite. Like, just give me the job. I promise nobody's going to work harder or be more enthusiastic or positive towards the task at hand. Like, I sound like I'm on an interview right now, but it's like getting the job, being an interview, I don't know how to schmooze or be a bullshit. Like,
it is an art, you know, honestly. What made me better at bullshitting was fighting. Not for any other reason than there's nothing that you're going to do that's harder in life. So what the fuck is it? I mean, it doesn't matter, you know? So just kind of, it kind of taught me to schmooze, you know, and it taught me to kind of like not take things as serious. So when I approach somebody, I don't mind talking to them because they're not going to fucking punch me in the face. You know, it really is. There's that aspect of like work that it's like, what's the worst that could happen to me here? I mean, I've had the shit kicked out of me literally, you know?
That's true. So you threaten them if they're not taking your offer.
Yeah, immediately just go right to threats.
Oh my!
It works. Goodness. It works well.
Oh my God! We need to update the Dan Gable quote from once you wrestle, everything in life is easier. Now it needs to be like, what the fuck are you gonna do? That's gonna be worse than me getting beat up, Ike Valentine.
Yeah. Right. What could possibly be worse in life than getting the shit kicked out of you?
So you haven't run into hiding after this whole Betty White fallout.
Oh, Jesus,
Mexico right now?
No, fucking, I'm getting shit from my family members, my mom, my wife.
Oh my gosh.
Betty White. So I love Betty White. I mean, I really do. I always have. I love the
Gold.
You got
to save face. This is called PR.
This dude, fucking Betty White. Losing Betty White was really a travesty, and it's sad. And I wish that I wouldn't have fucking shoved my foot so far in my mouth.
I saw it. I was like, you know, it's like 4 or 3 days. I go, what's the worst? I was going to start this with the master. Be like, his words will kill you. I'm like,
yeah, Jesus. I was sitting in a meeting and I started getting all these notifications about my Twitter going crazy. And I got a message from my buddy. He's like, dude, Betty White died. And I was like, oh shit. I'm going to get so much shit for this one.
Oh my gosh. I wish I had it queued up right now. I grew up to the soundtrack. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, thank you for being a friend.
Yes. Did you know the oldest one is actually the youngest one? She was just wearing makeup.
Estelle Getty?
I don't know. The mom of them?
Yeah, Estelle Getty.
Oh, is that?
That's the mom. Yeah, that's the actress's name. I didn't know that.
It's what I heard.
Fuck, that's crazy.
This is pre-Google era. Like, I was told this when I, like, 2001, 2002, watching reruns with my mom. She was like, oh, she's the, and that's pre-Google. So you're like, okay, pre-Google.
Yeah, whatever, mom, sure. Yeah, you have to believe it because mom said it's true, right?
Now, how do you feel graduating high school, being a professional pre-iPhone? I think it's 2005 or 2006. I think that's going to, like, there's BC and AD eras in the Bible, but now it's going to be like pre-jobs or post-jobs, like 2005. Like, how is, like, pre-internet social media, and how is it for you? I really genuinely care about your opinion on almost any topic in life, because the way you see life, or the way you're broadcasting that you see life, is just, it's beautiful. It's like how social media should be taken, in my opinion. So anything you say, it's like, I really genuinely trust your opinion on things.
Fuck, that's a scary proposition.
No
man.
Pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what's, it's crazy because all that stuff is like, I mean, I joke around a lot about it, but it comes from fighting and then battling addiction. I mean, the worst, like, I've really, like, what the fuck, I've already burned my life to the ground. So, like, there's no point in fucking being angry at people anymore. No point in taking things. No point in getting up, you know, I get upset, but there's no point in fucking holding on to shit the way I used to. You know, I was a pretty toxic person before. Now I don't give a shit, you know.
Is there something you do daily? Ike, are you there? I think I got you.
Yeah.
I got
That's
you.
That's so weird. Yeah.
Is there something that you do daily? Like to stay disciplined, to like, or is it just, it was just so crazy and chaotic that you're like, that's behind me. Like I can never repeat it.
No, I do a lot of work. I mean, there's like some practices I do meditation wise and doing stuff like that, you know, and honestly, like I really try to live in gratitude because I have a lot going on. I always have, I mean everything in my life is beautiful. At one point I thought it was all shit, you know, which is just not the truth. It's just perspective. Like just the fact that I'm talking to you from a bed inside a house right now on a phone is, and there's a lot of people who don't get that in the world. There's a lot of people who aren't going to have fucking a meal tonight. So my life is cherry compared to a lot of stuff, and I need to remember that and be grateful for it. So as long as I'm living in gratitude, everything is okay. Cause there's nothing that's going to be that bad, you know?
Now, you're obviously a successful martial artist, a successful professional, a successful human being. And again, I think you're a beacon of light on social media, as dark as it can be. Do you believe that everything could be solved with just, I don't know, what was your, do you get frustrated that people don't have the same energy as you? Like, would you get frustrated, like, if some guy couldn't see the world how you see it, or maybe kind of being hip and hip with you on a certain mindset? You're just like, it's so simple, it's right there. Is it frustrating? Like, or do you just, what's your strategy on that? Because that's where I'm at with people. Like, kind of get frustrating that they can't, I don't know, just see the glass half full.
I try not to. I mean, we're all on our journey, man. I mean, like, some folks not on the, we're all on our own journey. And like, it, I mean, really, like, it's frustrating sometimes to see people.
What if it's family and friends?
Frustrated and be so negative.
We made fun of the Steve Jobs thing. Now we're cut down.
Yeah, I know, right?
They're listening, man, to everything. That's also why I try to just live a true life, because everything's being recorded.
Right? Yeah, at some point, somebody's going to say something that you said in the past, and it's going to bite you in the ass, unless you just don't. I mean, at this point, I'm pretty open about stuff. So, I mean, like, there's nothing that can really bite me in the ass at this point. I mean, shit, I'm pretty open about being a junkie and all the stupid shit that I've done, you know?
And it feels good. As Quentin Rampage would say, he goes, it's easy to remember the truth. He goes, it's hard to remember lie after lie after lie. And it's like, I don't know. But it's a grind, man. You've been through the rigmarole physically and mentally. It's like, you've achieved heights, man. Like, just getting a six pack, like, makes you different than like 99% of human beings, but actually turning that six pack into a job and like making it work for you, that's like the 10% of the 10%. Like, and I don't know, you're casual, you don't kind of like hold an ego over people's head. You're just like, you know, I killed Benny White, so what?
Fuck, when you put it like that, it sounds horrible. Jesus Christ, dude.
He can't save you now. No,
I know. Yeah,
I love
right?
your style, man. I love your style. You should start a podcast. Like, come on.
I just don't know if I have that much interest or time to do it. Sorry, my daughter's right here getting it.
I thought that he was in the room. He's in the living room.
You got the win. Congrats on the win.
And congrats on the win, Maddie. Did you hear him? She doesn't care.
How many points? Over under 8 points. Like, 8 points was a good score night at that age.
No, it was in the 30s to 50 something. So it was kind of a blowout.
How many points did Maddie get? 4, 6, 8?
Not a whole lot. She defense? In this game, she was playing she didn't have the greatest game tonight. So it's okay. I mean, it is what it is. We, you know, like, I was telling her, like, I mean, we all have bad performances, you know. I mean, shit, like, I wish I had, every time that I stepped out to have a fight or talk to somebody, I had a great performance and everything went perfectly according to the plan. But I mean, my last fight, I got knocked out in like 46 seconds. So, I mean, you know, obviously shit doesn't go to his plan, you know. It just is what it is. As long as you learn from it, then who, you know, you're doing better than most people if you're really learning from a negative night, you know.
Now, you say things so casual, and it reminds me of myself, and now I feel like I'm looking into a mirror. It's Ike looking at Ike.
At Ike, right?
When I hear that, I'm like, yeah, okay, easier said than done. But it's like, I feel like we're similar, and it's like, I'll tell you things at like a level one. I go, what I say subtly is what I mean forcefully, but I'm saying it like, what you're saying is true, but people like, do you have people like get the glazed eyes overlook? Like, you could see their attention span just drifting away. Like, dude, I'm giving you the answer, right? I'm literally giving you the answer. And it's like, you can't make the horse drink.
I don't think I have the answers. I mean,
I think you do. I'm trying to get you to run for local government or something.
Yes, I should never be a politician ever.
You're exactly who we need to be a politician.
I think Brian Stan should be a politician or somebody like that. Guys who are
who would be okay. Say he says, "Hey, Ike," with his beautiful chiseled chin. He hits you up and he's like, "Hey, man, I'm running for office." He goes, "Do you want to be president or vice president?" What would you be a better vice president to Stan's president, or would you be a better president to Stan's vice president?
I would be a better fucking janitor to Stan's president. That dude is, I hold that guy in so hard. Like, I used to not even be able to joke with that dude in the gym because I hold him and Tim Kennedy in such high regards, you know?
We need more people like Tim Kennedy too. That guy is like, he's always on in a good way. Like, he's so confident, and it spills out of his skin.
Yeah. It's, you know, and I love that dude. I mean, we don't see eye to eye politically on a lot of stuff, but I love that dude because of stuff like that, because he really is, like, at the end of the day, Tim is a great person. He really is, you know. How he gets there might look different than me politically, but I think Tim's a great guy, you know. So it's half of it is just because he believes in himself like that, you know.
You guys doing a show actually would probably be the number one podcast. It would be like Rogan, Hawani. I think you guys could beat like Morning Comet, no doubt, because it's like his energy is like Starbucks, your energy is like tropical smoothie,
which is You obviously haven't seen me when my anxiety is shooting through the roof.
But I don't know. You hide it well. Like, this, like, I mean, you hide it well and you don't. Because it's like, you could see that my defense mechanism was always humor in high school. It's always getting in trouble, always looking for attention. I don't know. Gratification, whatever. But I was hiding it with humor. Like, I guess I could see your defense because you're so savvy and confident. That's like, okay, that's his defense. He really is just this quiet guy. But I don't know. You're kind of the face we need right now. Like, this strong, tough guy who's also like very gentle, relaxed, and calm. I don't know, man. Just trying to say thank you. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you. I will take that for what it is.
We travel around the world and now we're back again.
Yeah. Jesus. Come on, man. You can't keep this up with the Golden Girls and the killing Betty White stuff.
Oh, are you serious though?
It's all good. I knew I was going to get it.
Is it that bad? I was just joking.
Oh no, not at all.
Okay. Like, my heart just dropped. I was like, oh no, did I hit the, is it really?
No.
Wait, did your dog jump? Rio, my dog, I've been fighting him too.
This is our pound puppy that we got. And he's an absolute terror right now. He's still a puppy. And he's an old street dog or an old res dog. And he's a holy terror, but he's a great little dog.
This is my guy jumping in here.
Nice. Yeah, we have this one, and then our fat bulldog is somewhere too. But she's not all up in my face all the time. River, chill out.
Trying to piece together sentences, and he wants some loving, but don't we all. I don't know how long we've been going, but this has been flowing. Last thing, if you got a 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoy giving my nephew and niece, who are both 15, 16, very formidable years in their life, some advice. Do you enjoy being that, like, you're kind of like the Miyagi, like anybody who's like 10 or more years younger than you, it's like, dude, I've been there, done that. Do you enjoy kind of being that, that guide, that life guide, in a sense that, like, even if it's your daughter or a younger former teammate, or somebody who's a coworker, or just some dude who looks like he needs advice. Do you enjoy that, or do you just kind of like blinders on?
No, I like just talking to people, and I guess it comes across as like, I mean, really, if it's helpful, it's helpful, you know. But I just like talking to people. I like hearing people's stories and talking to people, and if that helps them out in some way, then it's great. But I never thought of myself as like anything more than just a guy who likes talking to people.
Damn, dude. One day I'm going to get out there. We'll have to do like a 2-hour sit down or something. I'm trying to like get through the multiple layers of what is Ike Valley Flag on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm pretty simple, 20 minutes.
I could never do that.
Yeah. I like food and I like stupid shit and I'm trying to be a nice person. It's straightforward.
You're the man. Like, what are your goals for this year? What do you got coming up? Give me something. I don't know.
So I got some. We're trying to, for the roofing company that I work for, I'm trying to open a office in another city. And if I can get a fight, great, but I don't think it's going to happen. And just some, there's some stuff that I want to do with my family and some property that I want to buy and I'll be a happy person, you know?
What is that? Like vacations with the family? Is that like.
Yeah. Vacations with the family and spending more time with them. The job that I'm in is busy as hell. And I feel like I owe it to my family to make sure that, you know, I know why I'm working and now I need to make sure that I'm spending time with them because I know why I'm working for, you know? So.
Jeez, I was literally just talking about that. I was in the hospital in June for a month because I burnt myself to dust. Come from a very blue collar family and it's just, sometimes we don't work smarter. We just work harder. Do you know the limit? Like, cause I think that's so important. Like knowing the limit of like, okay, you know what, if this, I'm just going to do this Saturday, I'm not going to work Sunday, but it's like, okay, maybe I'll just do emails on a Sunday. Like
I'm learning the limit, you know, finding the balance and stuff is important. And I definitely don't know it, but I'm lucky. I have people around me who can pull me back and tell me, hey, you need to take some time with your family. And I know I listen to my wife when she tells me something, which I'm getting better at, instead of just going for a reason, you know, like, because I can justify my push a lot, but I need to remember that I'm pushing for something and take time for that something, you know.
You think in a different lifetime you were in World War II or the Civil War or something?
You know, maybe. I don't think I would be a good, maybe a past life I was more, I don't know what I was in a past life.
Like, you're exactly the guy I'd want, like, next to me. Like, if we have to do, like, an 8-month trek or, like, some type of long mission with wet boots and shitty food, like, you're the exact guy I want in my corner.
I bitch too much. Ask my wife. I complain way too much when it happens. If it's cold or shitty out.
Example 43, Ike, what are you complaining about?
Oh, I mean, I hurt constantly. You know, it gets too cold around here. We went snowboarding the other day. My feet hurt.
Oh, I'm just bitching, though. That's not bitching. It's part of your professional career, literally. Like, put your body on the line. That's not bitching.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to
say,
that.
Like, the way a certain food is made. Like, do you bitch about food?
No.
That's not bitching. The moment somebody bitches about food, then it's like you're really bitching. It's like, just be happy you have a meal.
Yeah. I don't like to. My wife has been on this big pho trip lately, and it's making me sick, so I tell her that I don't want a pho, but that's the only bitch I have.
Oh, man. Please record a podcast or a show or something. I don't know. I don't know who. I mean, you and Tim. I don't know either of your guys. Political stances, but I just hear the tone of his voice, sharp. That dude hasn't had a facial hair on him probably in a decade. And you're just laid back, a cool guy. Would it get too intense doing a show with him? You guys wouldn't make it to the segment too?
No, I seriously loved him. I mean, like, he really is a great dude, but I don't have the energy to do any of that kind of stuff. Just don't. I mean, it's at this point, my podcast would sound like something on NPR. Maybe do something with Cub that sounds like a fucking NPR, like something to lull you to sleep podcast.
Okay, then give me something entertaining here. Cub looked like he hit another level, broke through another ceiling. His family was in the audience in his last fight. He looked like the snake that, I guess they all do that, where they just leap at you. Like, he looked like he was like plotting and waiting and then just struck at the perfect time. And then I love Elkins, true warrior, but it was just, it was Cubs night, beautiful performance. Can you break that down for us? And how is his state of mind? Why did he achieve that level of flow?
So even talking to him afterwards, I'm not sure how he achieved it, but you know, we all hit our strides at different points and he looked great. I honestly didn't see the fight till afterwards because I was driving home from snowboarding, but but the highlights were like, I mean, that dude,
I got a knockout. You're like, yeah, but my feet hurt.
Yeah. I wait a few days to talk to Cub because I know he's like, he likes to spend time with his family. So he actually called me just to tell me he was okay. And I was like, cool, man. Thank you. And you look great. And I mean, our conversations are pretty fucking boring. I mean, it really is. He's like, I just want to let you know I'm okay. I hurt my hand a little bit, but I'm all right. And I'm like, cool.
I think that's exactly who people need to hear. It's like, you guys have been there, taking the picture. You have the t-shirt, to steal the Derek Lewis line that he said in the Ciryl Gane press conference. It was a funny line. Though he lost the fight, it was a very funny press conference. Like, you guys have been there, done that. Like, your name should sell the podcast and people could kind of see the real you. You, that's what you would, that's what I think would be a great selling point. But
maybe
I told you, I'm not a good salesperson. I can't sell myself. I can't even sell.
I can sell stuff. I just don't. I don't know. Maybe I'll convince Cub to do a podcast with me and it'll go to number one. We won't ever have to work again.
There you go. You could do it while you're driving to one job, to another job. You'll be multitasking. I don't know. Trucks.
I'm going to sell a TV show about roofing or something. And that's my goal.
My boy just hooked up my roof. Shout out to Di Paterio Construction. Very Italian, if you can't tell.
Yeah, no shit.
Huh? Just he's part of the family. Believe me, I got to make the first payment on time.
Yeah.
Did you guys have the same tool? It's like he put the plywood and I started helping him. It was pretty fun. The Spanish guys were very, they're like, yo, gringo, he can move, man. I was like, yeah, I'm trying. Yeah. But I was like, cerveza? Like, yeah, see. Sí.
Yeah, right.
You guys have the tool that like sends it up, like the plywood up from the ground level, and it's like a.
So we have a shingle distributor, and they load everything, and then if we need to do decking on a roof, then we have to go load it ourselves. But I try not to do any of that if I don't have to. I get a younger guy to do it.
What? How many guys you got?
Well, we have a couple crews, and then I work with a guy who does a lot of the back end computer stuff, and he's my partner. That way I can kind of push sales a little bit more, and he kind of makes the deal better and I get the deal. That's kind of like what our jobs are, you know? And then we have a crew that we really like working with.
How long, has the company been going, and what's the name of it? Where it-
Invigorate Roofing Company has been in business for like 3 years. The owners have been doing it for like 7. And I've only been doing it for like 6 months, but I love it, man. It's fun.
How's the weather? Is it like, is it tough to do roofs, or is it like the perfect market or demographic for roofs?
It's kind of a perfect demographic. I mean, we have good weather year round. We get hail and the only thing that sucks is when it snows too hard on us. Like Santa Fe, the city that we're working in now, they've been shoveling snow off the roof to get it done. So that's the only bad thing, you know?
Gotcha. Again, Ike Valley Flag at IKEVF, Ike Squared going on. Remember, follow Ike on Instagram or Twitter. I appreciate the time, man. You got many layers, and that makes me more curious to try to get to know you. You are a very cool cat on social media. That's where I get to see most of your handiwork. I'm not even going to make the joke anymore. You're a lovely force of positivity on a very hostile place, but I appreciate the time. Can you leave me how will John fare at heavyweight? John Jones, I speak of.
John has a bunch of personal struggles, and that aside, I really do think John is the greatest fighter of all time. And I think that he'll do great at whatever weight he fights at.
Is it great or is it perfect? Does it keep that zero, or is Francis or Ciryl like?
I think he picks Francis apart.
He should wrestle, right? Is it that obvious?
Yeah.
Is he gonna try to? Because he says he like if somebody's a Muay Thai guy, he wants to out Muay Thai them, or Cormier, he wants to out wrestle them. Like,
he's not gonna
power Francis.
Yeah, no, there's no way that's happening. He should wrestle Francis because Francis can put your lights out real easy, you know.
That'd be so sick if he gets in on a single or him against the cage. And
yeah, John's got good wrestling and good ground and pound and everything. I just think he hasn't shown it at 205 in a while, you know.
Any word at what he might fight at? I think he said he was trying to reach 270 and cut down. Do you have any inside track, any information?
I haven't talked to John in forever, so I have no idea.
Useless. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Sorry, man.
Were you there when he started? Would it be, I guess, after JUCO? What was that like?
Yeah, I was there when he first started coming to Jackson's. I was in the gym. And it was, I mean, he's impressive as hell, you know. I was there right after, I think this was it, the Stefan Bonner fight or whatever, when he just kind of
UFC 94.
Yeah, when he just went to, I mean, you could tell he was a different level then, you know, and so it was cool watching him in the gym.
He's like one of the most gracious people, right? Like, he seems like genuine. I know everybody sees the negativity, but I feel that's a product of his active fight career. It's almost like Mike Tyson talked about, like, he was an animal because he needed to feed that beast.
John's never been anything but nice to me, so I can't say anything negative, you know. And he's nice to my family. He's always been gracious to me. So I know he's got his own personal stuff, and we all do, you know. But John's never been anything but gracious to me. So
I think if he just gets it going, he could be this generation's Muhammad Ali. I don't know. He's such a powerful figure that his voice needs to be broadcasted properly.
Yeah.
Like, he's got great things to say. It's just people look past it. But, oh, man. Last thing, if you don't mind. Last thing again. You fought through the height of Liddell's era, and basically 2016 was the height of the McGregor era. You've seen the transition. Are you happy you fought when you did? Like, that again, you'd probably want to kill somebody if they were just trying to stew something that wasn't there in the today's kind of viral clip.
Yeah, but I'm glad I fought when I did, because it was more just about the fight, and I appreciate that, you know. I appreciate what McGregor and those guys are doing, because it's making the sport bigger, but I'm not a good trash talker. So if I'm talking trash, it's because I genuinely don't like you, you know? And so I think the selling the fights is great. I can't do it. You know, like, I really don't like Dylan Danis. I don't like his persona.
Now Hawani's taking shots.
Yeah, well, for good reason. I mean, the dude he walks around like a tough guy, and it's like, dude, you have to fight to call yourself a fighter, and he's not that, you know. And someday, you know, he's taking shots at Mike Bisping and guys who are real legends in the sport, and it's like, I really think that he needs to know his place. He's the kind of guy who I'd like to see in a fight and just smack him.
That'd be fun, man. That'd be fun to see. Not that we condone violence, but if he's taking a shot at a legend like the Count, who's my favorite fighter, like, just pure grit and heart, I think you can relate, because you are built on grit and heart, hard work, and earning a living with your hands, and now your mind, or it is always your mind, because you had to think about your opponent. It was physical chess always. But
right.
Ike, I appreciate the time.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. Good luck to everything. Hopefully, I don't know, we'll catch up in a couple of months, see the state of the Ike and Cub podcast. I hope, I really hope it comes out, man. Again, you are the beacon of just, I don't know, it's not hope. I don't want to put you on that pedestal. It's not hope.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're a beacon of a guy's guy. I don't know, or a human, because you can't say a guy's guy, because,
right?
You could be, I don't know.
I don't know either, man, but thanks for having me on. I'm gonna go eat some enchiladas.
Ike, you're the man. I really appreciate the time. Really appreciate it, brother. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
That was Ike Valley Flag at IKEVF. He's the man with the plan. Really cool guy. Follow him on Twitter if you do not. He's an excellent, excellent follow. He doesn't take anything too serious because he knows life is already too serious. So, I don't know. If you guys got anything from that, is that he's a humble guy who is a warrior through in and throughout. He's a blue-collar warrior. He's a warrior who's put his body on the line for a living. And he's come out the other side of it very, very positively and has a great outlook on life. And you have to appreciate and tip your hat to people like those. He's a good guy. He's one of the good ones. So, again, guys, follow Ike Valley Flag. I had a whole list of questions that I wanted to ask, but I don't know. Sometimes when you see the guest or the person you're about to conversate with, you kind of just, I don't know, drift. And it was very nice to drift with Ike. He's a cool guy. And I appreciate his time. I kind of was trying to get it out of him. I don't know. Either some like deep fucking philosophical shit. But if you look at it, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Something that's plain Jane, something that's right there for you. He says, if you don't win, you learn from it and you get better. And I truly believe that he believes that. But it's not as razzle-dazzle as some people might put it or some pundits might push it across on social media or on YouTube. It's not as sexy. But the truth is the truth. And my man Ike Valley Flag at IKEVF speaks the truth. And I appreciate that. We need more people speaking their truth because a more truthful world will be less lies and less deceit. And then we can move forward. If all of a sudden you're running down a path and you look behind you and somebody's not there, they lied to you. They told you they would be there, but they're not there. Ike is there. Ike is there for you. And do the podcast. I'll listen. I'll subscribe. Every month or every week when you get that one download, one click, one retweet, Ike's got your back. And Ike's got your back. Gotta stop eating like beans, and this one was hot peppers. Always do it right before I record. But hope you guys are doing great. I'm doing great. I enjoyed the episode. I hope you did. Let's hope the year ends better than it started. A little sloppy, a little messy with the hair. I'll clean it up, folks. I'll clean it up. I love you. Stay cool. Stay calm. Stay classy, motherfuckers. Your boy Ike is out. Peace.